And 6:06, it is overcast, 37 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is going to be a complicated weather day. We'll do our best to keep you informed without trying to panic you this morning. Here is what we have. A winter storm warning has been issued for the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma that does not include Tulsa County. We are under a winter weather advisory. 2 to 4 inches of sleet and snow accumulation can be expected today. City crews are ready to treat the streets if need be. Street manager Dan Crossland says, stay back from the salt trucks.
There's material that comes out of the back of that truck, salt and some sand, but it's mostly salt. And so that's spreading out behind there. And when these people are driving these trucks, and sometimes often in long hours, they don't really need cars trying to outrun them.
Now, taking a look at National Weather Service radar right now, we show the line of rain approaching Tulsa from the southwest, stretching from about Manford down to just southwest of Bixby. We're watching the weather, and we will keep you updated. Details have not been finalized yet about an initiative petition aimed at reducing secondhand smoke risks. Governor Fallon announced plans for a petition after the failure in a Senate committee Monday of a measure to restore local control over tobacco regulations to local governments.
We're bypassing the legislature, which has not acted decisively to protect the people of this state, and we will put this question as a vote to the people.
Oklahoma State Department of Health Commissioner Terry Klein says the goal is to have the proposal on the ballot in 2014. Well, it could soon be illegal to text and drive in Oklahoma.
Past efforts have failed, but this session a texting ban may become law. The House Transportation Committee has passed a measure calling for fines for people writing, sending, or reading a text message or email while driving. It does make exceptions for emergency responders. The author of the bill, Representative Curtis McDaniel, says there's been an epidemic of young drivers texting while on the road that must be addressed. That measure now goes to the full House for consideration. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Making life better. That is the goal of the 61st and South Peoria Quality of Life Task Force. The group met for the first time last night. Neighborhood advocate Dr. Lanny Endicott says large Section 8 housing complexes coupled with Section 8 vouchers are contributing to the problem.
I'm just saying it has expanded through the voucher system. And Fairmont Terrace is the largest Section 8 site-based in the city.
The task force divided into committees to define the problem and then suggest solutions. Well, with each dime hike in gasoline prices, Ted Massett's business picks up. He runs CNG Auto Sales at 37th and South Memorial in Tulsa. He says people are bringing in their cars and trucks for CNG conversions.
We do conversions here. It takes approximately 3 to 5 days. $64.95. There's also tax incentives here in the state of Oklahoma of 50%, so half of that cost, approximately $32.50, would be paid for by the state.
He also sells used CNG vehicles. The price of CNG is around a dollar, while gasoline is up to $3.59 per gallon. Our weather forecast, a winter storm warning for the northern tier of counties, a winter weather advisory for the rest of us. Periods of rain, sleet, and snow, 2 to 4 inch accumulation, and a high today of 34. Snow and sleet changing over to freezing rain tonight, down to 32 for an overnight low. Right now, National Weather Service radar shows light rain approaching from the southwest. It is overcast and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.